Very few people in the White House press corps have worked there longer than Shelley Fieldman. As a cameraman for NBC, he's been there for decades, but I didn't know how long until one day he and I were standing in the White House driveway. We were waiting for somebody to come out of the West Wing to make some statement, and they didn't show, and they didn't show. So I turned to Shelley and asked him, "So when was your first day at the White House?"
Well, I guess it all started in 1963, and it was announced that President Kennedy was assassinated, was shot. I went to the telephone and I called my office, got a hold of the Simon editor, and in a very harried voice she says, "American Airlines, National Airport, get there as quick as you can." And off I went to Dallas, and on my second day or third day, it was a Sunday, I believe, we went to the garage of the jailhouse, and they were going to bring Oswald out. And the sheriff brought Oswald out. Ruby came from the other side, and boom, 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 and Oswald went down. And I started looking around and saying, what kind of business did I just get into?
So you came back to Washington.
Came back to Washington.
Assigned to the White House.
And I was assigned to the White House. Vice President Johnson was sworn in immediately in Dallas. And I had some memories of President Johnson, mostly funny. At a time of Christmas, President Lyndon Johnson went home to Texas, and we all went to Austin. And we had a little press party. President and Mrs. Johnson were invited. And he came right up to me, and he said, "Didn't I see you with a little baby?" I says, "Yes, sir, Mr. President, it's my daughter." He says, "Well, where is she?" And I says, "Well, she's upstairs. We have a babysitter for her." And he said, "Well, why don't you go get her? I want to hold her." I went upstairs, I got my daughter, and came back down, and he took her from me, and he walked around, and he was talking to her. He had a drink, but he put it down, and he was having a good time until she decided she had to do something, and she did, all over his suit.
As babies will.
Mrs. Johnson looked at him, and she says, "I told you, Lyndon, that's a small baby." And he says, "That's okay, Mama." And he handed it back to me. He says, "You can take it back upstairs now."
Well, here's what you're describing. You're describing how in the position you had, a position as a member of the White House press corps, you see sides of the president that don't necessarily make it into the TV report.
My take on that was that Lyndon Johnson's good side came out. His human side. At that moment, he was just another father, and he wanted to hold a baby.
Let's fast forward to the Reagan presidency, the first year. He's at the Washington Hilton Hotel. You are the cameraman that
I'm
day?
I'm the cameraman. President Reagan was going to come to the Washington Hilton and go inside, make his speech.
Presidents do this hundreds of times a year.
Hundreds of times a year. They come in, they go out. In those days, we had a video camera that did not have the tape with it. You had a separate tape machine. And my sound man that day was a person who was from the inside of the building, never been out before. I gave him a quick 15-minute lesson on how to work this tape machine. "It's going to be quick." I said, "He's going to get out of that car. He's going to wave at everybody. He's going to go inside." He says, "What kind of day are we going to have after this?" I says, "Well, when he comes out, it'll be a piece of cake. We'll get him leaving. We'll go get some Mexican food." Well, president came out, and all of a sudden you heard pop, 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 pop. Once the president was in the car, I turned. I knew where the shooting was coming from was my right side, which is my blind side because the camera's on my shoulder. I took one step out, turned, widened out that lens, and got two hands holding a gun. And then everybody piled on this assailant.
So when you're standing there, shots are going off, this scene is playing out so quickly. Do you ever feel like you may be in any danger here?
Not at that time, because you didn't have time to think about this. After it was all over, we went inside the hotel and we sat down. and my right leg just started going up and down by itself while shaking. I was sitting there. And I guess that was when my nerves really kicked in.
I don't want to downplay what you just described at all, but is there a moment after this scene when you stop and you have to go and say, did I get the tape? Did we record what we just saw?
Well, that's why after this was all over, I looked at my partner because he was an important part of this. We did get it, didn't we? Yes. And I went, phew.
It's kind of what jobs like this are all about. You witness history. You witness some monumental history.
Yes. Some where NBC reminds me of a story. NBC was invited to cover a very large KKK rally in a place called America's Georgia. We went into the little restaurant attached to our hotel, and we sat down, and this woman came up to us, a waitress, and she said, y'all with the Yankee Press? We said, we're with NBC. And she just proceeded to say that we were not very welcome there and we should get our Yankee trash asses out. Well, now some years pass. A man named Jimmy Carter is elected president of the United States. I am assigned to the White House, and we follow Jimmy Carter on one of his weekends home. And we drive to the town that's closest, called America's Georgia. We go down and have some breakfast, and lo and behold, this same woman is still working there, a little bit older. She comes up to us and she says, well, hi, boys. Y'all with the press covering Jimmy? And she says, well, y'all welcome here. I looked at her and I says, you don't really remember me, of course. I says, but some years before, you told me to get my Yankee trash ass out of here. And she looked at me and she says, well, Sonny, times change. I said, yes, ma'am, they sure do.
And on any given day, what happens may be something we're all talking about the rest of our lives.
Yes, as we are here.
Shelley Fielman, still a longtime cameraman at the White House for NBC. See photos of Shelley from the day President Reagan was shot at NPR.org. This is NPR News.